The Honest Truth with Benito Vergatini. Smile 90.4 FM.
In a Thursday evening, we welcome once again our spiritual master coach and psychic medium, Ida Kurtzer, who shares insights each week on how we could overcome some of life's toughest challenges by tapping into a couple of alternative healing methodologies. This week, Ida is to fill us in on how we could improve our communication with the universe, with God, with the divine. Ida, last week we spoke about the various steps or the process that one needs to undergo to find that loving partner that we desire. And it was all around authenticity, living in love, being grateful, being compassionate. And I get the sense that it ties in quite succinctly with this evening's topic in communicating with the universe, communicating with the divine. Would you agree?
Hi, Benito. As always, it's lovely to be here. And yes, our topics are falling into place like pieces of puzzle. And this week we're talking about communication with God or divine creator. We can label it anything. In fact, we can call it, as modern term, universe, energy field, God, Allah, Jehovah, Krishna, Buddha. But it's the deepest part of our own understanding, information, and wisdom that connects deeply with each and every being on the planet and the universe.
So then, Ida, how do we communicate with the universe? How do we communicate with the divine? Do we need a new vocabulary, a new set of tools?
Well, communication with the divine has been used for thousands of years. For some religions, that they use more than one god. Each god or deity represents a power over a situation, for example, God for agriculture, God for weather, God for removing obstacles, and so on and so forth. And for monotheistic religions such as Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, God represents Almighty Creator, which holds all power, is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So connecting with divine has been guided through religion in different ways, meditating, praying in specific ways, and so on and so forth. However, nowadays, people communicate with God or divine being in ways much more comfortable than before. We don't have to sit in lotus position or specifically do ritualistic acts in order to show that we are communicating with God. We can sit, we can lay down, we can talk, we can walk, and even we can dance and communicate with God.
And how do we benefit by communicating with the universe, by communicating with the divine? How does it assist in our own development?
Most important is to know that the deepest part of who we are is a very part of this called God, creator, or divine being, or the field, infinite field of consciousness.
Joining us in conversation this evening is Ida Kurtzer, our spiritual master coach, and she joins us each and every Thursday evening. Feel free to share your thoughts too on 0829-904-904. Ida, you speak of the universe and the divine, the creator, as one in the same. Can you elaborate on that?
My explanation for different names used for this beautiful, powerful intelligence beyond us, divine, universe, God, however, it doesn't matter what we call it, what we label it, is that I have a glass of water in my hand. In English, we call it water. In Arabic, they call it ma. In Persian, we call it water. Yet, it does not make any difference in the essence of what I'm holding or what is in the glass. The essence of what is in the glass is the same no matter what you call it. That's the same for this divine omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent energy. We call, label it God, Allah, universe, or whatever. It really doesn't make any difference in it. To me, it's very important to take a few minutes each and every day when we open our eyes to this world, to acknowledge thank you, to acknowledge our gratitude for the lives that we have been granted, for the breath we are taking, for this experience called life, and to connect with this divine intelligence and acknowledge that I'm a part of this. Thank you for granting this life to me and allow me to be the best expression of myself today. By doing so, by connecting with this divine energy, we then move away from separateness, we move away from suffering, we move away from powerlessness, and we connect with the powerful part of our own selves. Then our day can have a different color. We have intensity in color, power, and interaction with our daily lives, with other people, situations, circumstances, and manifesting and co-creating what we call destiny.
So, Ida, as you mentioned there with our daily affirmations, how would you recommend that we continually build that relationship with the universe, with the divine?
In communication with God, and people ask me why God doesn't interfere in famine, in war, in equality, in injustice that is happening in this world. Where is God? Where is God? And my answer is, God, divine intelligence, has manifested, has created this magnificent planet we are living on. We are God ourselves. We are the essence of its beauty, knowledge, power, intelligence. We are responsible. We are responsible for creating beauty, equality, justice. Universe has its own laws. Or you can call it anything. God has its own laws. We abide by these laws. These laws are governing our lives. However, we make poor choices. We are the one creating inequalities, injustice, genderism, racism, all those type of problems that's happening now in our own worlds is caused by our own poor choices. It's time for us to make better decisions. Communicating with God is great. It's good to sit and meditate and connect or pray to God and ask for help, understanding. But also it's very important to understand this communication is not between me and someone outside of me. It's between me and me too. It's between me and deepest level of my highest intelligence that is connected to this divine being called God, Creator. And so it's my responsibility to be aware and to be connected and to be conscious in making decisions that are helping not only myself, but each and every live being, our planet, people, our environment, women, men, children, animals, and plants in this world. To maintain a routine or start using affirmation or prayers, we can have 5 minutes a day. We start with in the morning when we open our eyes, just to be grateful, connecting with the divine, looking outside and saying, I'm grateful for today. Thank you for granting me another day to live here, to be with my loved ones. Many didn't have the privilege to open their eyes today. And so this relationship is not between me and someone far away from me. This relationship is between me and deepest part of myself and the divine source, which is within me. And so it starts with gratitude. It starts with understanding and acknowledgement of what I've been granted and what I have. And what I would like to accomplish I would appreciate support. I would appreciate love. I would appreciate the kindness, the type of kindness that allows me to grow further and to become better as a human being, as a mother, sister, daughter, wife, or a son, brother, father, and someone in our own community, someone better in my own community. That doesn't take long. We may take 5 minutes a day, every morning or in the evening, in whichever way we would like to. Before breakfast, after breakfast, while I'm driving, the communicating with God really does not require specific ways of doing so. Each and every one of us can do it in the best way we can. Once we have created a routine every day, 5 minutes a day, we can then build on upon that. We can have morning and evening prayers or meditations connecting with divine. And we notice, even within a few days, you realize there is a different level of calmness within us. Now, scientifically, it's proven when we pray, our heart rate slows down. Our body moves into a state of contentment, and we are more peaceful and serene. Blood pressure drops. It affects our immune system in a positive level, positive way. So it has a lot of physiological benefit as well as mental and emotional benefits. Once we do that, we need to create this momentum. We need to keep it going. Soon we realize this beauty expands in our own lives. We will have better communication with our own children, our own family, and colleagues at work. And this expands itself in every area of our own lives in a way more positive.
Ida, following last week's conversation, I received a few questions from our listeners, and perhaps you can assist. Desmore wrote to us, and she's in her early 30s, celebrates her birthday on the 11th of May, and she says that she and her boyfriend have been together for the past 5 years, but recently had a terrible argument, and that has been a characteristic of their relationship. She wanted to know how they can possibly find greater peace between the two of them.
I can't say. Fifth year of anything is one of those. To answer Desmo, I can't say. Fifth year of anything is one of those most challenging years, be it in relationship, be it at work, or even our own personal life cycles. So, communication is divine. It's the divine key in any type of successful relationship. This relationship could be work relationship, marriage, a partnership, and so on and so forth. With you, Desmo, being in the fifth year of your relationship, this is a year of make or break. Usually people get into heated arguments. And you know why? We get into heated arguments because we want to understand each other more, because we want to figure things out. Nothing is wrong with argument. The only thing is that I'm concerned about is people want to be right. And we go through wars around the planet, you will see, because everyone wants to be right. Each person or each country has a view of their own, and they believe that they are right. My perspective is that look at what works rather than what is right. So if I look at what is working in my relationship rather than, oh, I'm right and you're wrong, then my focus, the point of focus is changed. Then I'm working on something that is more positive and meaningful, and it can be rewarding rather than making someone else's wrong all the time. So I feel like this year is a year of make or break. Work on it. Communicate better. Instead of pointing fingers and making someone wrong, look at it, let's sit and look at it together. Maybe also I can change myself here and there and make this year work for you. As you move to the sixth year of your relationship, things will smoothen up and it's more chance for it to work out.
Thank you so much, Ida and Desmond. I certainly hope that that has helped you with your relationship. All of the best. Ida, Monique wrote to us, and she celebrated her birthday yesterday, in fact, the 28th of September. Confesses that she's a workaholic and wants to know from you how she can create space in her life for a loving partner.
With every choice we make, either we receive a reward or we pay a price. Monique here talks about being a workaholic. When we move out of balance, when we are focusing too much on something, when we're working too much, we exercise too much, we eat too much, we are out of balance. And once we are out of balance, there is suffering as a result. So we pay a price. Monique, if you would like to create a healthy life where you would like to have a partner and would like to have a happy life, then you need to bring balance. There's no doubt there. But also, sometimes people say, okay, for a life partner to come in and for the financial security, I need to have this, that, that, that. And so they have a list. I say, it's your choice. If what you would like first, and with knowing you're making that choice, if with knowing you say, I have to work hard in order to create a lifestyle that I would like to, then I would like to bring a life partner in. It's your choice. Do it knowingly and do not involve suffering into it so that it can become rewarding in its own way. But balance is always the key. I would suggest you to do the balance and give yourself some time to manifest the partner we talked about last week, using those steps, even though, I mean, at times I say life is not just a step by step, but those are guidelines. Use those guidelines in order to attract the loving partner into your life so that you can work both together and create the life that you deserve.
Thank you so much, Ida. Monique, I hope that has helped. Do remember, you're welcome to reach out on 0829-904-904. Our telephone line is on 0861-990044. Ida, should our listeners require further advice, would like to get in touch with you, how can they do this?
You can reach me on my website, which is www.aidakutze.com, and that is AIDACOERTSE.com, or you can WhatsApp me on my WhatsApp business number +27 71 369 2004.